This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Since you and I last spoke, the value of the little electric car company Tesla surpassed the value of the Ford Motor Company. For Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Tesla's stock market value, stock price times the number of shares, has just surpassed Ford's value using the reading at the stock market's close yesterday. By this measure, this upstart electric car company is now number two only to General Motors. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Investors look at the future. They want to buy stock in a company that's going to have explosive growth. Carl Brower is executive publisher at Kelley Blue Book. He says investors are turning their noses up at the slow, steady growth of car makers like Ford.
I don't think there's much thought that that will be quadrupling or quintupling their earnings in the next 5 years. And I think people feel that that kind of possibility still might exist for a Tesla.
Brower says investors think Tesla is well-positioned for a future of electric self-driving cars.
So you take the clean energy and the advanced technology that we all want to see personal transportation moving toward, and it seems like they're perfectly positioned to take advantage of all those things.
That's even though Tesla doesn't make as many cars as Ford or GM and is still losing money.
Nancy, thank you. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down about 0.2%, 31 points for the Dow future. The 10-year Treasury yield is down below 2.33%. Now to money and humanitarian crises. More than 2,500 people flee war-torn South Sudan every day. By the end of this year, there could be 400,000 people who've sought refuge in Uganda, the country to the south. Uganda needs help managing this. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Uganda's refugee settlement, Bidi Bidi, is the largest of its kind in the world. It stopped taking more people due to overcrowding. Makeshift camps are now everywhere. Francisca Vigo Walsh saw them in December. She worked for Refugees International.
The problem isn't really Bidi Bidi, but it's the other refugee sites that they must open now because the influx, it just doesn't cease.
Uganda is incredibly open to refugees. It gives migrants land and they can travel and work. But the refugee arrivals now outpace anyone's ability to provide relief. Westy Egmont runs the Immigrant Integration Lab at Boston College.
No system is growing fast enough to provide even water and sufficient sanitation, provide a food supply. So there's a crisis going on within the crisis.
Uganda is a poor country. Most of the aid funding for the region comes from the UN, which is asking for more than $1.2 billion from its members this year to respond. Last year, the United States funded almost 40% of humanitarian aid for South Sudan. Now, the Trump administration wants major cuts to all foreign aid. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Campaigners for gender pay equity calculate that a woman has to work from New Year's until today to make the same money a man made in 2016. Women, on average, are paid 20% less than men. As part of Equal Pay Day today, there's hashtag 20% counts. Some businesses, big chains and local ones, are offering 20% discounts today to get people focused on the disparity. One of those spearheading this is Facebook's COO and the founder of the Lean In organization, Sheryl Sandberg, who joined us from California. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me, David, and thank you for caring about this issue. Today is an important day.
So you and I will talk about this on the radio here, and people will note this. But there's a lot of organizing going on to move this issue forward, to actually get some redress on some of these things.
Yes. Yeah, so Lyft, Lunabar, and Procter & Gamble have joined us to offer 20% discounts or special offers. And they're making a statement. You know, if women get paid 20% less, here's a 20% discount to mark that day. There are hundreds of businesses in 25 U.S. cities offering 20% discounts on everything from coffee to pizza and pet supplies to drive the point home that women should be making the same as men for equal work.
Now, you argue that fixing the gender pay gap helps more than women.
Absolutely. When you think about the average working woman supporting children, the average working woman would earn over $500,000 more in her lifetime, and the number of working women living in poverty would be cut in half. Those are children who are going to not suffer from food insecurity, not worry about where their next meal is coming from or whether the electricity, you know, in their home is going to get turned off. That kind of stability helps children thrive and helps families thrive.
How do you feel about pay transparency? I've done some reporting on this. A lot of times, discrimination can hide if we're not really sure what the guys are getting paid and the women are getting paid.
I think it's really important for companies to be very transparent in how they pay people. It's also really important to be very transparent and audit yourself on whether or not you are paying fairly. So Facebook, we've done this for many years. Other companies are doing it. Every single review cycle we have, we look systematically to make sure that women and men who are at the same level are getting the same pay. And then, and this part's really important, we look at our promotion rates and our rating rates. That way, it can't be that, oh, women and men are getting the same pay at the same level, but we're promoting the men faster than the women. We also have to think about our public policy. Raising the federal minimum wage, nearly two-thirds of minimum wage workers are women, and the federal minimum wage is way too low. And so there's a public policy role to be played in this as well.
LeanIn's founder, Sheryl Sandberg, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Daniel Shin. Our engineer this week is Bill Lance. I am David Brancaccio, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.